Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast.
And aliens.
And aliens.
We can't forget those.
What episode are on?
This is 116, baby.
116. 116. Oh, that's right, because 115 was last episode.
Yep. Element 115.
Mm-hmm. We should make it 116.
This is 116, bro. Can't you understand what you are doing right now? This music.
Okay, so you're still playing this?
I guess so. Oh man. I might have to recreate it. Because
that
it might
be funny.
Copyrighted.
Oh, on your little like
I'm either gonna recreate it or make it really bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say make it poo poo.
Just
make it poo poo.
Distort it or use a flute. The flute. Remember the old flutes or the recorders?
Can't wait for people to start driving. Like, oh, let me put on the Group Chat Podcast for a new episode.
You're going to cause deaths.
We're going to cause a lot of deaths.
You know what doesn't cause deaths?
What?
Gamer subs and using code.
This is
true. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, not a single
death. Oh my God. We're sponsored by Gamer subs.
We are.
And you can use code group.
For guess how much percent off? 10.
We never asked him. We could do 10. Like 50, right?
Oh yeah, we never did actually.
True.
No, it's funny because we only asked if we could do 10% more.
Oh, yeah,
we never asked for like less, you know?
We asked if you typoed. Hey, I mean, we talked about it, you know? You guys, what the fuck have we not talked about?
On this podcast?
Yeah.
This podcast has been going forever. Well, I'll say what we haven't talked about. I'm in a new place.
Hey!
That's true.
That is real.
That's true. That's true. For the grunks. What we got going on, Vivin?
All the way in the back.
In the back.
Dude, that's a really big room. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it is a huge
Those
room.
Ceilings are
big
huge.
For a guy like me.
Is this the primary room in the house?
It must be. It has to be.
Do you have a bathroom in your room?
No. We all share the same bathroom. Like animals.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. There's only
two bathrooms, but one has a bathtub and one has a shower. But we're going to turn the bathtub into a shower, I think. That's the plan.
Oh, yeah. You just put a curtain up. But
yeah,
right.
So well, just, yeah, you need no the thing rod. That actually turns it into a shower. But yeah,
you need a shower head. There's no shower head.
No shower head.
Oh well, there's attachments that you can get that connect.
Yeah.
At the bottom that go all the way up.
We're gonna tap into it.
You got a crazy bathroom back in Jersey.
I do.
Yeah, you have like the big square with like all the little handles and crap.
Dude, that thing looks like a spaceship.
That thing jerks you off.
Yeah,
that thing
really does.
You press one button or something. You twist the knob.
All over the place.
Sorry.
That's where parents. You recorded all those like terrible, awful videos.
Yeah, and that one. Yeah, that shower. Are you talking about on my TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, it depends.
No, I'm talking about the porn.
Yeah, the
well,
porn.
No, a lot of the really horrible ones are from the upstairs bathroom. Remember?
Oh, there's
so there's another one.
You're talking about a different
bathroom?
Oh my
god, you did.
Yeah. So the nice one that my dad redid.
That photo of you? I'm sorry, this is
which
like,
photo?
There's a photo of you. Your face in the wall. It was when we visited, I think. Or no.
Oh wait, are you talking
Isaac
about if
took
Isaac
it.
Took the picture?
Yeah, Isaac took a photo, yeah.
Yeah, so
was that when it
I was. It was. It was you were there because this is when I got the tattoo on the back of my neck. And so I was taking a shower and I took off the little plastic wrap that they have. I forget what they call it, but it's to help protect it from getting dirty. I took it off and I asked Isaac to take a picture of it while I was butt ass naked in the shower. And he takes a 0.5 and my back looks so wide and you just see my two tiny butt cheeks at the very bottom.
His butt to like thigh ratio was like parallel.
He had
a pair of twin towers, like just it was straight parallel.
It was kind of funny.
It was pretty funny.
Dude, my butt cheeks are like a little
You're clenched up.
I was. But like I didn't know that he was able to see my ass. I guess I didn't think about it.
Speaking of like all of our friends, I think they all drowned in an overseas mission.
Sorry to bring it back to this reference, but we got Thanos snapped.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. What? I'm sorry.
That was out of left field.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We were missing half the podcast, so I'm going to stretch or I'm going to do something with Grunk right in the middle right here.
Yeah, hey
right.
guys. I'm getting blown up today.
I wish I could like animate like really good and I'll give you those like stupid robot arms that just float like idly just like a Karen but like with just like arms and
that'd be dope.
Damn it, dude.
You need to learn how to code and animate and become a designer.
I know. I've been watching movies.
We can hook him up with a VTuber rig.
Oh, it's really expensive, but it's just the lower half. It's like my torso.
I just need the arms. That's all I need.
Just yeah, the arms. We need arms and maybe legs.
Maybe legs. Maybe. Yeah, maybe legs.
Dude. Okay, guys. Can I tell a funny story?
Yeah.
Better make me laugh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Pressure's on.
So, better be funny. You see this, right?
What is that? Oh, yeah.
It's where you put batteries.
Coins.
Coins. That's what I
mean. That's what that is, yep. Right?
Yep. This coins. Is a coin holder, right? Yeah. No. It's
no.
not a coin holder.
What is that?
But it's a happy.
Happy.
Right. Is what it is.
Okay.
That's the function. It's so you can roll. It's a rolling tray. Why did I say happy tray? It's a rolling tray.
I'm going to censor that.
So
every time you say
happy,
I'm going to censor it with happy. You're like something like.
It's a happy tray.
Wait. Can you say something right now that I can just sample?
Happy.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay. Great.
Okay. But, so yeah, this is a rolling tray. And my mom was like, here's one of your dad's old relics from the past. And my mom is not cool with weed stuff. So I was like, what? Like, why are you giving me this? Is this like a signal?
Question. Does she not watch the podcast?
I don't know. She does.
You don't smoke at all.
No, you don't.
I don't. No, not at all. This is just like for decoration. College,
it's a college thing that they teach you.
So she gives it to me and is like, here's one of your dad's old relics. And I was like, what is she trying to say here? Is she trying to say like this is like she's okay with it now? Like she's lit now or what? Which my mom is already lit. You don't have to like that stuff to be lit. But like, you know, I was confused. But then my dad walked in.
I don't need alcohol to have fun.
Yeah.
My dad walked in and was like, and my mom was like, I gave Jack your old tray thing. And my dad was like, oh, that's a coin tray. Yeah, my coin tray. And then my mom really caught on really fast. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm taking it back.
They've definitely discussed it before. They're like, okay, if this ever gets brought up, it's a coin trade, nothing else. Yeah. That's the key word, coin trade. As soon as you hear that, boom.
Your dad, and mom talked about that one tray for a really long time. They've talked about it.
Is that the exact one or no?
What do you mean?
Is that the one that you have? Is that the one that...
The one that my dad had and my mom gave me.
He rolled with that design on that tray.
Oh yeah.
Are those dinosaurs or elephants?
No, those are elephants.
Oh. They're elephants.
I was about to say, your dad elephants rolling, like mushroom rolling up blunts with dinosaurs. I've been lit.
You know what they need to make? Fuck. Okay, I'm about to lose $1 million with this one. Okay. So you know those like cards that when you turn them, they have two little like images on them?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you make a tray. Because you're going to get high, you grab it, and you just fucking play with it for hours on it. Come on, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah, Come on, baby.
That'd be dope.
That texture sucks.
No. Okay. But you cover over
it. You cover it with glass or something. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That is genius.
Yeah. You cover it with glass, or you could just have... No, that would suck. I mean, you could just do it over an iPad.
Dude, I fuck with that idea. Oh, yeah, that's true. You could.
That'd be so funny. You have like an animated like furnace or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
And you're all tough.
No, make it a challenge and make it like a forest background.
Oh so, my
like,
god.
It's hard to even see.
Or make it like a hand slowly reaching out like towards the camera.
Roll it up quicker.
It's like a challenge. Yeah, it's like a challenge.
Roll it up before the hand challenge. Gets there.
Oh my god. We're making so many ideas right now, dude. This is genius.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. Dude, someone could make that into a Roblox game.
No, roll the blunt. No, stop. We cannot continue on with the Roblox game.
Roblox developers are just going to start looking at this podcast, I feel like, to just get more and more ideas.
Maybe to laugh at us.
Dude, I remember a few podcasts ago when I was like, nah, I won't say the idea. I don't want to talk about the idea that I had. And everyone made it a little awkward. Okay, because you remember, right? Mm. It was about you. I'm just going to air it out because it's not going to happen now.
Oh, shit.
But the idea was, maybe you don't remember, the idea was that Grunk, you said that you hate when people come to your, like, they go to your line at, like, Wegmans, and that they you hate when they just make you, like, do the bags and everything, and they come with cartfuls of shit. So the idea that I had was that for a group video, we go to Wegmans, every one of us gets a cart, fills it up with a whole bunch of shit, and goes straight to your aisle.
Oh my god, I do
like,
remember
straight,
that. Okay,
goes
I do
straight to
that.
Your register and makes you bag it all. And then we were gonna, and then we donate all the food to like charity.
I
like,
thought you said you were gonna make it like a Roblox game. I thought that's the direction you were gonna go.
No, that would have been a Roblox. Yeah, that would be a fun Roblox game.
It's already a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's already a game.
It's already a
game. The bagging one?
Yeah, the bagging. There's a bagging game. Well, it's not just a bagging game, but it's a part of I think it's a, I don't know what they call it. It's not a tycoon. It's not a simulator.
Supermarket.
Yeah, it's supermarket. It actually might be a tycoon.
simulator. One of those
might be a simulator. I don't know. Don't
tycoons I wonder if have Wegmans like, would be chill with that.
No, you just call it something else. You know how they do in the movies, right? iPhone, you call it iPhone. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, Pairphone.
Pairphone. Pairphone. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Pairphone.
Yeah.
Or do what? What did GTA do? They did a.
Oh, what did they do?
Yeah,
what was it?
I'm gonna look it up.
Apple, wasn't it?
It was a bowl. It was a bowl because it was like the shape of a dick.
It was called the iFruit.
iFruit. That's what it was. iFruit, yeah. And then iCarly had the pear shape.
Pairphone.
Remember
the Pairphone?
Was it Pairphone?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to the knockoff. Yeah, I mean knockoff.
Shout out
to the knockoffs.
I mean, realistically, they're just naming fruits, right? Just kind of chill. It's so free. And then. A fruit bowl.
And like everybody gets it.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, wow. Like the eye banana.
I don't know if people who watch the podcast know about this, but these plants are actually like pineapples. But they're really big stems. Yeah, there's pineapples underneath.
Oh, yeah, they're in.
And they're hiding.
They're just really tall pineapples.
They're just really, really big pineapples with huge stems.
What are we going to do about the lean jug? We talk about it every time.
You know what we're going to do. At some point,
can we just dump it in the pool?
We were this close, by the way, we were this close to at one point go on Instagram Live and then dump it. Also, we're not dumping it on the pool because that's going to create an actual like zombie infestation, something parasite. I don't know.
It's would it just like blow up?
Dude, this house is weird. Okay, so have you both ever watched, what was that one horror movie where it's like Lorraine and the other fucking guy, and they go to this house with like a bunch of kids. It's like a family home. And then the mom gets possessed, and she's in the chair.
Oh,
she goes upside down.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is that The Conjuring?
The Conjuring. Yes, I don't know why I couldn't think of it. I'm sorry.
I think I might have seen it. I don't know.
Have you seen it?
I'm pretty sure that's The Conjuring. I have seen it.
I probably have.
I laughed at it because the way that she was like flipping upside down, like being tossed everywhere in the basement.
You laughed at that.
Was that scary?
That was a crazy intense moment, man.
I think that I have nervous laughter with stuff like that, though.
Maybe. I have that with like Saw movies.
Saw
like when
movies?
I see a Saw trap, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, Saw traps are evil. Have you seen that picture of SpongeBob? Yeah. The drawing of SpongeBob with like the draw mask on?
Oh my god, no.
It's really scary.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't want to go down that path right now. Maybe after, but really oh my god, he's running.
Wow, something. He keeps his mind open still.
God damn. Yeah. Maybe after this. So where was I going with it?
The movie.
Okay. So there's this one scene where like a bunch of crows or a bunch of birds start kind of like tornadoing around the house when it gets really possessed, like when the house is like really fucked and the mom's like whatever, they start like crashing into the windows, like they start fucking killing themselves by slamming into the house. There was a group of like I don't know what kind of bugs outside of my window that were just smacking themselves into my window. And that's the first thing that came to mind, right?
Okay.
Now,
wait, what was smacking into the window?
It was just like these like little they're like these little like round like thick bugs. They weren't like the little flies or nothing. They were like fat little like I don't know,
maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But they weren't crickets.
They weren't crickets, no.
They were smaller than crickets.
They were just round. They were like round little like
cicada?
Maybe. It might have been. I don't know.
Oh, cicadas are so dumb. It probably was a cicada. All right, continue.
It probably was a cicada.
Is it true they don't have mouths?
I don't know. I don't even know what they look like up close. I have no idea what they look like. I just know that they make red noises. Eyes.
Yeah, they are really annoying.
They're really loud. But that was happening. I freaked out for like, you know, maybe a few seconds or so. But it was a good freak out. It was like one of those ones where you're like, that's the first thing that came to mind. That's the first scene. And then I realized, you know, it's nighttime. My room is bright as fuck. It's light. And they're like, holy shit. A giant light source, and they're just bang, 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 bang.
Then he goes down. Then he goes downstairs, and Isaac's like hanging upside down on the couch.
Yeah,
like,
oh my god,
yeah.
He's starting to float everywhere.
Yeah, Grant's like trying to like you know repel him or something. I don't know. Trying to crucify him.
I thought this actually happened for a second. I was like, what?
No.
He's like, that was a start. The start was the bugs, and you go downstairs, and Isaac's eating his food upside down. He's like pointing at like
out the sink.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god. But yeah, this. Yeah, that was just my little freak out that I had. This was yesterday, by the way.
This was yesterday. Last night?
That was last night.
After we got off call?
Yes.
Bro.
Because it was at night. It was late at night. And my room, like, I turned on my room lights. I usually don't use my overhead. I hate overhead lighting. Like, I hate.
Yeah, he does. He actually.
I do too.
Oh my God. That's
so you guys bad. Were so mean to me that one time when we first moved into the other house. I remember I used my overhead light and you were like, I remember you turn off the light and you're like, don't use the overhead lights. I was like, damn.
And I stick.
Dude, look at this one.
By it.
Fair enough. Oh,
that's a vibe, you know. You read a good book.
Wait, can I see that? Let me see that lamp one more time.
All right, don't make that face.
Let me see those lampshades.
Don't look at me like that.
Can you bring us a little closer to the lampshades?
Yeah, bro.
What is that design supposed to be?
It looks like a. What is
oh my
called?
God, dude! You know what it looks like? It looks like the Ant King.
It looks like a jellyfish.
from Hunter x Hunter.
The Ant King.
Come on, or it looks like Mojo Jojo. From
oh my God, from
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, Powerpuff Girls.
Didn't it kind of look like it?
Maybe the eyes, but then he has a giant head wrap.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, we're admiring Grunks.
It looks like what are those birds that have like the feathers that they
peacock.
Spread? Peacock. It looks like a peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Peacock.
Dude, I hate when that happens. By the way,
aww.
Like what you just said, where you couldn't think of it and you have to describe it. That happens to me all the time.
I've already done this podcast like I think 4 or 5 times. I don't even know what. Yeah. For some reason I can.
You know what did it?
You can picture pictures.
COVID.
But you can. Okay, stop. You keep bringing.
No, it's not COVID. It's the vaccine that did it.
Sorry, COVID changed everything, bro.
It's the
COVID
vaccine.
Did something to these kids, bro.
No, the vaccine poisoned us.
Dude, I swear, I think I got slower after the vaccine.
If you fucking say anything else about COVID, I'm gonna chop your head off on stream.
I think you're just getting older and slower as you age.
What the heck?
You're gonna start sounding like one of those old people. They're like these young ass kids, bro.
Dude, I was 20 years old. I was 20 years old, and I started feeling like I was getting slower and dumber. That doesn't make sense.
I didn't feel like that.
I guess so. Well, that's why.
I got smarter.
Did you feel like that, Gronk?
Not really, but recently I've been getting way more clumsy and like making spelling errors.
The vaccine,
like,
I'm telling you. Vaccine.
No.
Long-term COVID effects. Is just,
are you being genuine or no? I can't.
Dude, he's ultimate troll.
Dude, ultimate
you're troll
bait.
God.
Ultimate bait.
Yeah,
so
troll,
many people,
you
I'm
you
the masturbator.
Dude, tell me, like, I've read it so many times in the comments, like, oh my God, Nick, why is he... It's like you do this dumb shit where you go down this like stupid rabbit hole that you totally just bullshit on, but you do it in such a serious way. You never like tell nobody. You're like only people who like I
understand
can tell
it.
You do it. People understand it. They're like, okay, that's clearly a joke. But there, you have no idea how many people
will buy into it.
Buy it,
yeah,
guys. Whenever Nick talks about some dumb shit, it's some dumb shit, bro. Like,
but like
take
that's
it as
the podcast.
Is.
That's the podcast. We just
yes,
talk about dumb
but
shit.
Like, I low-key feel bad when I'm reading it and people are discussing about it. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
but
like having serious discussion. It's like,
bro, it's just bait after bait after bait. Like, there's gonna be someone that's gonna 100% talk about the long-term effects of COVID.
Like, I low-key hate that I'm saying it because it's a really funny bit that people are still falling for. Like the whole pyramid shit that you always brought up, and people were like,
oh
my
gosh,
bro.
That was so funny. I think even I thought you were being real.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I just went down this rabbit hole of like the whole pyramids thing, and this like apparently this one guy was like hiding secrets about the pyramids, and that the pyramids, they perfectly resemble the speed of light and had the coordinates that they were placed at, and they're true north. And it's like, you know,
well, one thing we do get
aliens
wrong,
are real, dude.
They are. I guess one thing we do fuck up on a lot is that we accidentally like think we're right on something and we go down that. And then we're completely wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
There was one thing you brought up. You said Ebola.
It was E. coli.
It was E. coli. He brought up. Okay, so I remember when we talked about the Olympics, and he was talking about like how there were swimmers or some shit.
Yeah,
see, I might even get this. Like, I'm so non-confident about this that I'm like, fuck.
I can help you.
I am scared about.
I can cover your ass. Okay.
Cover my ass.
In the Paris 2024 Olympics.
I don't even know. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the Paris 2024 Olympics, the swimmers were supposed to swim outside. Like there was outdoor swimming or something. I don't know the name of the river, but because it's something in French.
Yeah.
But apparently they were saying that it was contaminated with like 8 times the amount of E. coli that is normally safe to swim in.
and then I remember, dude, we were like, there's a safe amount of Ebola you can.
Wait, did I say
Ebola?
Did I say E. coli or Ebola?
You said Ebola.
No.
You said Ebola.
Okay, maybe I did because you know what? Because I said we were making fun of the Disney. It looked like the Disney strand.
That's exact. And then I looked it up, and I was like, "Oh yeah." And then we went. That, and then we said Uganda Knuckles. Bro, and then we. Well, I brought it up. It. Yeah, I brought up Uganda Knuckles because it was like, you know, like it was like VR chat. Uganda dude, Knuckles. Too right. mad. I said, okay.
Dude, just, imagine trying to explain that you listen to the group chat podcast, and this is the shit that they be talking dude, about. They be talking about Ebola in the French, the Paris like French Olympics, and then talk about Uganda Knuckles. Like that yeah, makes no fucking
chill.
Sense.
We're chill like that.
I love this job.
There's like yeah, no topics that we stay on.
No.
No, not no. one.
No. I think with the three of us, we can kind of keep steady boat a little bit, you know, not too harsh yeah. of a wave.
The way that I explain this podcast to anyone that's curious about it is that it's an ADHD, like ADHD in, the, in a podcast form. Like,
I just say, at its I just say form. That it's like, we're an entertainment podcast, like a comedy entertainment podcast. And then people are like, what are you talking about? And I'm just like, whatever, really. Like, I just current say, events, I just stories.
We talk about shit. We talk about shit. Yeah, dumb shit. We gotta say it like that every time. We just talk about shit.
It is shit. It is dumb shit. Like,
we don't take ourselves serious. We're just a bunch of hoopla. A whole bunch of hoopla.
A bunch of hobos. We're a bunch of hobos.
Honestly, we are. We're just squatting, honestly, in this house.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah.
I just applied for 2 baby kittens.
Yay!
And what? Is, why do you facepalm?
Because when is my time gonna come, man? I want a, oh, want a cat. I want
you can
a
have bento.
Bad.
Would you take no, bento?
You'd give would up I bento? Take, that's fucked up.
Hold on, hold on.
I will only take a pet when I got my own crib.
Fair enough.
Yeah. When I got my crib, yeah.
Would you take bento if I gave him to you?
I would. Ugh. Yeah. If I had a house and everything, I would.
Yeah, bento's I chill. Would. Bento's yeah. chill. I really hope that. Can you please make
well,
sure?
Actually,
that-
wait. Because okay, so when I'm on call with you, mm-hmm. it was like you're. It was. It's always something about bento doing some dumb shit. Like bento, no, bento, stop, bro. I'm like, what was he doing? He's like, dude, he's on my table. He's messing with these USB sticks on my desk, and it's like turning off the lights.
It is. It was yesterday. that was last night. We were talking about it, right?
I think that was the night before.
No, I think it was last night.
I don't know.
Okay, like whatever. Turtles. Either way, we were talking in call, and I have this one USB light that's plugged into like this USB hub. He was stepping on the USB hub, and it was causing my lights to flicker. He also jumps on top of my PC. Do you remember in Lastly VC when Jambo shut off Shalat's PC?
Yeah, that's yeah, probably yeah. what's going
to
happen.
He did that to me while I was playing CS.
Oh, did it turn off?
No way.
Yes. He was on my tower. His paw, like, if this was the button, his paw was like right here, and he kept on moving his paw over to the blue light. Because it blinks blue, and then he stood up, put all of his weight onto it, and it turned off my PC.
So simple. He is
yeah,
so simple.
That is like, he sees color and he like wants to go to it. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yeah.
So then I had to turn the PC back on, and I watched him just laying up there with his paw kind of like sideways, and I had to keep on moving his paw like away from the blue light.
Why don't you put him in like air gel?
Why don't I just do that?
Why don't you do that?
I put him in a big bubble.
Air gel?
Yeah, air gel.
Why don't I just put him into a big hamster what? Ball?
Wait, that'd be fun. Work. You think he'd like
well,
that?
Well, I don't know, because then okay. I feel like he'll see the... Okay, does your tower have, like, a glass panel?
Yeah, it does, actually.
I feel like he'll see that, and he'll just run right into it and just fucking...
Dude, just I think it. The concept of just, like, having your little hamster running around in the house in a ball all day...
Dude! I'm gonna cry.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're so fucking... Fucking like stupid, but
run around. Like, what is it having fun? Even
yeah, they're exercising. Have you seen those TikTok lives of people? They're like, there's a camera of TikTok lives of these hamsters that are just running like infinitely on these like hamster wheels. Yeah. Yeah, there's like three of them at a time, and they're all tripping over each other in the hamster wheels.
I like the ones that like stop and they just keep spinning with the thing until they get flung off.
Yeah.
I always think about if the animals like actually have joy about things. Like,
or they just like, yeah, what the
fuck? Dogs do.
Just like doing it.
Well, dogs are obvious, but like hamsters, like you don't see them smiling. You don't see them frowning. Like you don't see them like
do they jump around when their owner gets old?
like yeah, exactly. Like when you serve them food, do they like get happy and clap, or do they just like all
right, like what's their sign of affection and enjoyment, you're saying?
Yeah, because there is no like okay.
I know there's probably a hamster owner in the comments right now typing away like
oh yeah
there
like,
was
let us know
there
but
there
actually
was.
Please yeah. do let
there
us
was
know
one because we were talking about how they die randomly.
They die stupidly
and then they're like well actually
they said hate to be that person
yeah they do
then fair know. Enough gotta give them credit where it's due yeah,
I hate you
oh wait what'd they say
they said that to be fair that it's usually when the hamster dies it's because the owner did not take care of them properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Which is,
I mean, I never had a hamster, so I can't really reflect back and be like, did I really take care of it? Did you have one?
I had three.
Did you take care of them properly the way you should have, and then you just...
Okay, so...
Oh, here we go. See, it's when it's not a straightforward answer, it's going to be a no.
I'm explaining it as simple as possible. So, my...
You sound like guilty as shit.
No, I'm not. I am not guilty. Look.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, long story short, my dad had a hamster named Amy, and it was a guy. It was a boy hamster. My sister and I were arguing over what we would name the hamster. So, when we went to the register to check out, he asked the woman what her name was, and her name was Amy. So he named the boy hamster Amy because my sister and I couldn't decide on a name.
What the hell?
Oh my gosh.
Mine was named Munchie, and hers was named Chippy. And
Munch.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the Munch. Dude, my dad's hamster, Amy, cut out my hamster's eyeball. Like,
oh my God.
They got into a fight, and my hamster lost one eye. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Did you give it an eye patch?
No, I didn't give him an eye patch, but...
Yeah, have you ever seen this really horrible clay animation called Hamster Hell?
Oh my gosh.
On YouTube. It's a really, like... It's a really disturbing...
It's always the claymations. Claymations are just disgusting.
Yeah, they're fucking weird, but it's... That's how I found out that mom hamsters eat their babies sometimes.
If they can't take care of them or something?
If they can't take care of them. Or it was like... so basically, like, I don't remember the exact or the whole story, but I just remember the part where the kid saw that the mom had babies. He grabbed the babies to look at them, and he was like, "Oh, so cute!" And I guess the scent rubbed off onto the babies,
and then the mom disowned them,
and then he ate them. And yeah,
whoa,
that happens with dude. I watched that in a fucking Adventure Time episode.
What?
Remember? Remember with Finn, he was like trying to get one of those like things to go back to his mother. You guys remember what I'm talking about? Look it up. Look up what? Adventure Time baby disowned by mom. You're gonna see it. Watch. It was an actual episode.
Oh, the little black and white guy.
He was like a little.
Oh, you're talking about the thing that has like two balls. It's like the peanut looking thing.
I remember that.
Doesn't it go like?
Yeah. That's it right there. Mama Jiggler.
Yeah, Mama Jiggler. And
the baby Jiggler.
Oh, and it would have like a little. It would have a little tune.
Yeah,
this guy.
And he was like, "Hey, you big fat meat." Like,
yes.
He's like, "You big fat meat. This is your kid." He like throws.
Why don't you love him? Yeah. Oh, Finn. The Jiggler. Can we play like a little tune? Because it was actually such a good song. Oh, it's dude. This whole vibe is just beautiful.
The Jiggler.
I love Adventure Time.
That didn't it have... the horrible thing I've ever seen.
That is not really that adorable.
That's pretty cute. Wait, doesn't it have like auto-tune or something?
It like squirts liquid. It's gross.
But it squirts liquid when it's dying, no?
It gets... Oh.
Right there.
Oh, it stretches.
Oh my God.
I don't remember that happening. It's like bleeding.
All right, come and
see. It's weird.
Ew. Okay, yeah, it's kind of gross.
This episode always freaks me out,
Jesus.
Man.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, that's really disturbing.
Yeah, and, so strange.
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Back to your hamster story, bro.
Yeah.
My hamster story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did you take good care of them or no?
Mine got his eye ripped out, but it still lived. And then my sister's just died of natural causes, but my dad's ended up getting out, I think, from the hamster cage somehow, and it crawled underneath. We had a cat at the time, so it like ran away from the cat, went underneath the refrigerator and died.
I'm not laughing. Dude, you guys, what circle are we going to?
The deepest one.
The deepest one.
Like,
it's so sad.
It is horrible. Like
I just imagine it running out of the fridge and just collapsing.
It's like, and then 7 weeks later, it's just fucking rubble.
You guys don't look at all like you think it's horrible. You guys laughed. I was laughing because I was sad.
It's not good.
I was laughing out of discomfort, actually.
Yeah, me too. I was very uncomfortable in the situation.
Yeah, I saw it in Grunk's face. It was.
That reminded me of that one podcast episode of that one guy that said he got like molested by like a Down syndrome kid, And he kept Bobby Lee, and he kept on restating the same exact story multiple times.
If you laugh,
and if you laugh, I'm gonna leave the podcast.
He knew what he was doing. He fucking knew what he was doing.
And
what
did he say? He was like, every day for a summer.
Yeah, he kept adding shit so that it throws you off. It was really
genius.
Just
such a funny clip. It's such a funny clip because their reactions are so like.
I mean, like you've been there, right? Yeah. We're like a friend, you know. I've had a really awkward moment in high school when a friend had.
I have a story. I'm reserving a story after your story.
Okay,
write it down. Well, write it down.
I don't remember all of my details. I just remember that we had this meeting thing where we had. I told you guys like I was in that GSA club, whatever.
Yeah,
and somebody had described them basically when they were younger. What's it called? So you know how like kids are like they say like if a kid shows any sort of like feelings or inklings that they want to hurt an animal when they're young, it's like a serial killer thing. They explain their story, and then somebody made a joke that they were gonna be a serial killer, and the kids around them like kind of backed away from them a little bit. And then we laughed about it, but it was like a really fucked up, like, because he was like, everyone laughed, but yeah, that was like the gist.
Really awkward
that was
vibe.
The gist.
Dude, people who like genuinely like do that where they kill animals and like starting young.
That's so sick.
Wild. Yeah. I want to read into it though, because I'm like, what? Why?
Well, yeah. It's because
I think they just fail to kind of perceive emotions properly.
But could it be mental?
Or they just don't develop it at all. Like,
they don't feel bad.
They don't like, feel they, bad. Like, yeah.
That's
and then it elevates. And it's like, dude, you
could
see
it be like a thing in your brain that blocks that.
Because
when I think about like, dude, like that young, like some of them are that young. Is there already in enough, like, has there been enough time where like the surrounding influences have affected them that much or that, you know what I mean?
I genuinely doesn't this have to do with like actual chemical imbalance?
That's what I'm saying.
Like doesn't probably. This have to do with like
That blockage?
Your brain, yeah, your brain is like
your brain.
Yeah,
like a wop.
Is that considered like being psychotic or sociopathic or like?
I think so. Maybe. But I don't know about it at like a super young.
Not
age.
Not psychotic. Like, I don't think
like
psychotic.
You need someone to tell you that's not a good thing to do. Like if they don't have someone to tell them that, then they'll just keep doing it.
Yeah, but then there are people in this world that will hear that that's not a good thing to do, and that they got a reaction out of you, so they're gonna do it again, and they'll do it again.
And those are the ones that need serious help.
Bruh.
Feel bad. Yeah. I know a lot of people. Well, I knew a lot of people who, when they were kids, they were like targeting cats. I don't know why. I don't know why cats like, are the
it's usual how could
target.
You do that?
I don't know. It's really sad. Okay, so your story, Grunk. You said you had one reserved.
My story is not. It's not really about an awkward situation. It's just like one of those times where like you can't be laughing.
Okay,
but I like. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
Should
I haven't felt like this since like
we'll
third grade.
Keep a straight face.
Should we? Okay.
Go ahead, bro.
So we were at this like antique shop. And it was me, my partner, and Camden, and this lady comes over, the lady that works there, she owns it, I think.
Run it back.
A lady.
Yeah, a lady.
Okay, so she comes over, and she's, like, telling us about, like, just... how they clean, because how they do it, they like restore old things, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're like she's telling us about how they like do the wood, like how they restore the old wood.
Right.
And she's talking about how they have to put glue into a hole, and she goes like this, like we have to put the glue in the hole like this, and like twist it around, and like it oozes out, and like I was losing it. Like I was like,
oh dude.
And like I haven't felt like that in years. Like I literally started sweating bullets because I was trying so hard not to laugh, and like I had to look down at the ground and like not make eye contact. Like she was right in front of me, and I thought she was gonna say something like, oh, you're being immature, or like I know, but like she just ignored it. Like she acted like I wasn't even acting like that, but it was like so funny. Oh my gosh.
What if she was doing
like,
that on
what
purpose?
Are you talking about? What do you mean? What do you mean it oozes out and you're doing this? Like stop. You know what you're doing. It was so...
Was she an older person?
Yes, like in her 70s probably.
Was she sweet? Was she like...
It was ridiculous.
Was she sweet?
Yeah, was she innocently sweet?
Yeah, she was so sweet. That's why I was trying not to laugh. Oh,
okay. Well, then maybe...
Like,
maybe she didn't.
She didn't. I don't think she did know what she was doing. But it was be, like
she
it
could
was
have been the world's purest person.
Yeah, that dude, that exists, was, dude.
Yeah,
get off Twitter, bro.
And like, it was ridiculous. I couldn't man. Make eye contact, and I couldn't.
I'm not
breathe.
Gonna lie though; those are kind of my favorite moments to have.
Where, oh yeah,
like, you're really
so
trying
funny.
To hold it in.
And like, what was even more embarrassing, the other two people that were with me didn't even, they weren't acting like that. So
now you feel, then you feel like immature. You're like, oh,
yeah,
that was so
exactly.
Dumb
it's like
that.
I couldn't keep it together. Oh, dude,
it's just that like classic, it's, excuse me, it's like that classic, like being quiet at the back of the, you know, the classroom or
yeah,
something
exactly.
like that with your friend.
Like you're not in
laugh.
The back, you're right in front of the teacher.
Mm-hmm, and you're trying to hold it all together. Dude, there was this one, there's this one face filter that I found on Snapchat. And I was sitting in the back of an Uber a few days ago, and I was trying so hard not to laugh out loud at it. And I was like, it's just a clip of me holding in my laughter, and I'm in the back of the Uber. It's so funny. But dude, you know who's like, I would say this to Isaac if he was here. Isaac hates conversations in an Uber. Like, we really? Would be, yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure it's Isaac.
Does
like,
he?
I know Yummy does. Yummy does not like having conversations much in an Uber.
Really?
Like, we'll just be sitting in an Uber or something like that, and then just, I don't mind. I'll have a conversation in front.
I fucking love, I don't know if this is like...
Well, like, conversation between you and me and the Uber's driver.
Right, right. I don't know if I should, but, okay, well, basically, I was going to say that, like, I love conversations like that, and I record them on voice memo.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of them are really funny. But I have this. I have this.
You're
one,
a fed, bro. You're tapped.
I am a fed, low key. Yeah.
You're tapped right now, aren't you?
Oh shit!
I can start it right now. Well, we're already doing it, baby.
Yeah,
we're already
go.
Doing
there
it.
You go.
Welcome to the group.
No, I just I have this one funny one. Where it was when we were in Florida. I think I already talked about it. I'm pretty sure. Dude, god damn it!
You might have mentioned it to me.
I might have mentioned it. I might have mentioned the podcast. It was basically this guy that was taking us somewhere in Florida. And he was talking about Dogecoin and how he wanted. Yeah, I talked about it. I remember now.
You talked about it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wanted us to invest in Dogecoin or something like that. Like some. I forget exactly.
Oh my God, I remember him. Yeah. I remember who he was.
And I was trying to translate in Spanish, like trying to communicate.
That was when we were in Tampa.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we were driving to Moist Criticals.
I think so.
Was I in that or was that after I left, actually?
You were there for that.
You might have been.
I might have been in a different car. I don't know.
You might have been because I think Larry. I know Larry and
there,
I definitely.
I mean, that same trip though, there was another one where we were going to the hotel, and he was talking about Ariana Grande. No, was it Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift. Because
there
was a concert.
Concert
was, yeah, there was a concert.
Oh yeah, I do remember that as well.
But
dude, we need to go on a trip again with.
Yeah,
it's so fun. It's always. So
I want to go to Colorado.
Me too, dude.
Colorado.
I want to go snowboarding.
Right, go. Fudge it.
Oh my god. Fudge it.
Snowboarding, Grunk, you down?
Sure. Yeah. Snowboard ski.
I want to go to Europe as well.
That'd be lit.
Australia. I want to go to Australia. I just want to hit all over the fucking world, man.
That'd be lit.
Let's do a group chat world tour.
I want to cure. Oh, that'd be so crazy. What if we had a blimp?
Oh my gosh.
Or a hot air balloon. Like we all had individual
all
hot air balloons
blown up on it.
What if we get a really big fan?
Can we start a blimp get together, like a blimp meetup? You know how they have car meetups? Let's do a blimp meetup.
Yeah, but have you seen
how many people have a blimp?
Dude, I saw one yesterday in the sky. I swear.
In Austin?
In our town. Yeah. There was just one early in the morning. No, it was 2 days ago because it was in the morning when I was taking my car.
I feel like those are only in video games.
Yeah,
like, that
what?
Can't be true.
I'm dead ass.
Like the last time I've seen one, I never even seen one.
I've
never seen a blimp in real life.
It was a Remax blimp. Remax.
That's crazy.
Look up Remax blimp. You'll
like,
see
the last time
I've
seen like a picture of a blimp aside from a game was like World War II.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I look up?
Remax blimp.
It must
blimp.
Not be practical.
Remax?
Remax blimp.
Yeah, they must not be practical.
Like, why is that not a rich people thing where they all just get a blimp and go?
But like, okay, is it a blimp where like people are in it?
No, it was a hot air balloon, not a blimp. Sorry.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Like, come on,
liar.
Get out of here.
They're almost the same thing.
No,
bro.
They're
no,
not.
They're not.
They're not. They're
okay,
not.
Blimps only exist at like NASCAR for some reason.
What? They're in NASCAR.
I bet
as well?
They're dangerous.
Grunk,
I bet they're dangerous.
Grunk,
and that's why people don't
Grunk,
do it.
Come on, vouch. Blimps are at NASCAR.
In the movies, maybe.
No. Oh, there you go.
Bro,
there's your vouch.
Look it up right now.
Look up where are the blimps.
Yeah, I'm going to look up every single blimp.
Just look up Blimpy.
where the hell are the blimps? The fuck?
There are 25 blimps left.
Oh, it's only Goodyear. Yes, yeah, I told you. Look, see, like the World War
One. Oh my gosh,
that is actually so
frightening.
No, dude,
that
is so. Imagine,
yeah,
World War One, and you're like 18 years old. You've never seen anything but a farmland in your fucking life, yeah, and you get thrown into war, and you see a giant, like, this isn't the world. Like, how big is the world? Where, like, somebody spent their lifetime building this giant fucking...
Right.
Yep.
Like, it looks like a boat that's just in the sky. It's like, so in a really scary way.
I don't know, dude. I have a fascination of like, really insane... This is such a hard photo, but... God damn.
Yeah, the Hindenburg?
Yeah. You ever play Battlefield 1?
Yeah.
Dude, yes.
God
like,
damn.
Literally the most legendary game
it's
ever.
It's so fucking sick. It's so sick. But yeah, like, oh.
Blimps are so dumb, though. Let's just fill a giant floating tank up with gas that could blow up at any point.
Stay up afloat.
Yeah,
with that's probably like with the gases that's inside of it. I'm pretty sure
it's helium.
It's helium,
but is it empty in the inside? Is it just?
It's full of air. Are you sure it's not like fire? Like, you know how hot air balloons work? Because hot air rises
inside of blimp. Watch, it's gonna be hollow.
Whoa, hold on now, because they have elephants.
What? That's not what this.
And they have houses.
Oh, wait.
A new generation. They have a cargo ship, houses, and elephants.
Is that a circus blimp?
I guess so.
Here, look at
this is the group chat world tour blimp.
Bottom left. Bottom left.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine doing a world tour in a blimp. That'd be ridiculous.
Oh,
like, they see it flying over their town, and it's like, look, they're finally here.
My God. Do you think we'll get shot down, though? Like, somebody out there has to be like, I want to troll. I just want to troll. I don't care.
I want to troll and kill them.
I want to troll.
Did you know that LAX, they get the planes that fly into LAX get shot at sometimes? Just by
what the
heck? Just by people that are on the ground, like, just shooting up.
On accident or purpose?
Oh, on purpose.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Like guns, not laser.
No, guns. Wow. I asked, who did I ask? I don't remember where I found that out from. Yeah, I asked the owl.
I don't know. You said who?
Nice. Dab me up virtually.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
Email.
Anyway. So, yeah, look at the bottom left.
Ah, it looks like a butt cheek.
Ooh.
Bottom left.
Up one. Yeah, oh, right there.
So the Goodyear blimp. Strings attached in the inside. It's a giant hollow.
No strings attached.
No strings attached. Giant hollow with what? What is that? Air valves?
All right. Look at what blimps are filled with. And I'm pretty sure it's helium, but I'm kind of scared.
What blimps are?
Yeah, this is the misinformation podcast.
I already named it that. We can't name it again.
Helium.
True.
Most common, helium.
Hydrogen was commonly used in the early days of airships because it was lighter and was easier and cheaper.
Where did they get that much helium? That can't be that cheap.
Who did the math to, like, make it that scale and then not only just do that, but then be like, all right, let's just do it. And then they just got to work. That's crazy, man. Y'all motherfuckers back in the day, who's old as hell listening to this? Because y'all
smart as hell.
Y'all just went to work. I'm over here in my room stressing about ideas, never execution. Y'all are
putting blimps
in
the air.
Dude, inventors are brave.
Inventors are,
they're just
and engineers.
Shout out
the engineers.
They just be making shit.
I wonder who the most successful group chat viewer is ever.
That's wild.
Consistent viewer.
That's wild.
Mr. Gamer Subs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
There could be an oiler out there.
You never know. Some fucking king who just like wants to.
Dude, if you're a king, type one. Please.
Yeah, who's
to know?
Is there a prince listening
to
this
lying.
At all?
But you don't have. But what about.
I don't know.
You know, like, if you're royalty, let us know.
Like, it's so crazy. I was watching this this video on the guy who used to trade gold, or he used to like do something with gold, and he said that he had a bunch of crazy stories about people that he met that are like beyond rich, and nobody knows who they are, nobody knows their names, they're part of a family that is just generations of wealth, and they have like a whole mall just to themselves where they can walk in, they can get anything they want and walk out because they own it all like it's all theirs. And they're always in like these like they're always in like the most like obscured countries you never like expect or like never I shouldn't say expect, but like you never just like what?
Yeah, pretty sure like, they're pretty sure the richest person in the world is the guy that Arnold.
Nope, it ain't. Because if you know who it is, then it ain't.
Oh, well that's true.
True.
The richest good public point. The richest public won by Forbes. We all know it's gotta be the Saudis. It's gotta Isn't be. It? Or
I thought it was freaking
Rothschild.
Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Bezos.
No, he's not the richest.
Elon, Richard Mann,
he's rich. It's Arnault or whatever. He's like a French guy. Look him up. Watch.
French.
Richest Arnault. Guy in the world.
Elon Musk.
That's not.
Bro, oh, got beat.
Outdated.
Got
outdated.
Beat.
Outdated. Forbes real time.
Whatever, bro.
Watch
real
this.
Time?
Forbes right real time billionaires right list.
That's Bill, crazy. Oh my bad. Yeah.
It's got to be. No Elon way! It's Musk. Still Elon.
Get freaking owned, bro.
Is this up to date? Yeah. Is this actually up to
Bernard?
Date?
This guy?
Yeah.
Is this who you're saying? Bernard? You just got owned by Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, bro.
Dude,
bro.
That much money is ridiculous. I get that much money in tycoons.
That's what I'm saying. And that's after like hours of grinding too. So
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like,
bro, I swear.
I find Bernard. It. Oh, think about like you could fit like what is it?
Oh,
like
wait,
you could fit a I'm billion, rich? Of millions, and 1 billion.
We're fucking rich.
Wait, Larry, you're rich.
I didn't know that. Why do wait, I look congrats. Like that? When did I take that? Thanks.
You gonna pass me the money or what?
You what should you look up. Oh, go ahead.
A blimp. The blimp chat podcast.
You asking?
Can we do a podcast on a blimp? That's our goal. New goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
On top of it. Okay, not inside.
On top.
Literally on top. Oh. Yeah. Oh, that'd be so sick.
Look up Bernard Arnault or whatever assets. Arnold.
Oh my god, he's the owner. Dude, okay.
Yep.
Listen.
Yep.
Oh man.
Who is that?
There's a lot of I don't know if hate is the right word, but this guy is low key. I think if I'm thinking about the cause so LV, what is it?
LVMH
is a brand. It's like an overhead brand that owns all the big luxury, like and he's tried to buy or he's tried to buy every single or at least like a lot of the big fashion brands. He's tried buying a lot of them. I think he could not buy Gucci because they were trying really hard to not be bought out. And like some other brands were trying to do the same thing where like they were not trying. But yeah, I've heard this guy is like not the best for.
Wait, let's see right there.
The clothing because look, he owns.
So yeah.
Dude, it's even more wow. Like, bro.
Oh,
that's man. Crazy.
Just a glimpse into everything he owns.
Oh my goodness me.
What do you do with that much money?
Money.
He looks like he knows a secret.
Yeah, I feel like he's kept a lot on his end.
He definitely has a secret or two. That's for sure.
What do you got up your sleeve?
Go back to that one picture on the left side, Larry, down one, where he has his hands.
What? Oh.
Up.
Which one?
Up.
Up.
Where he has his hands, down. Bro. He has his hands in all of them.
Right, the left one. Yeah. Yes. Like, he just looks like he knows something.
He's kept a
dude,
lot of secrets.
Do you think you can pay to like know if aliens are real or not? Like you can pay the government like $1 million?
Dude. What? I'm going to say something. What? I'm going to say something crazy.
Right, here we go.
Okay. Remember those aliens that were in Miami and everyone was like, they weren't aliens, but they were actually aliens.
At the mall or whatever?
Yeah, at the mall. Yep.
Yeah.
It got on my For You page just like 2 days ago on TikTok about it. People are coming to the conclusion that aliens are real. They're like, dude, there's no way. There were so many cops.
Dude, like, they have to be, with all these videos coming out, it's either crazy military or, like, alien existence.
Dude, I'm sorry, Greg, but this guy
I just
sucks.
Did it again. I just did it
this
again.
This guy fucking sucks.
That's why,
this
right?
This guy sucks. Like, you don't even man. Break it. You don't even, it's until, like, someone, like.
That sounded real.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like that guy on TikTok.
But he starts with a smile. That's when I know. You're like, okay, you get real excited about it. You get, like, real, like.
Because it's a topic. Spewing. It's a topic that can start. We can like all chip into something,
bro,
right? Like
it's
we know,
misinforming,
we know nothing about it. Oh my God. Look up aliens in Miami.
No, I'm not gonna feed into your fucking stupid.
Yeah, we
conspiracy.
Know what it's about.
It's not even stupid.
Did we already talk about the guy on TikTok that just would make up fake stories about like?
Yeah, we did. Yep, we did, and a lot of people fell like, for it, and I did too. Until
wait,
I,
dude,
like,
I did too.
Wait,
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, isn't that scary? It's a weird feeling.
It's really scary. Because like I remember, I really fell for the Baby No Money got stabbed at in a concert, and like I literally looked it up. I was like, what? There's no way this happened.
It's the guy who was on TikTok. And he's like, what does he say? He starts it with like
a fact.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like
or not so fun fact.
Not so fun fact. And then he tells a story about like something that happens that's like completely
like
fake.
Sketch like, got punched like, at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, not so fun fact. Sketch was during the recording of blah 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 blah. There was a bar fight with Sketch and somebody else. Like
yeah, like after
bullshit.
The Mr. Beast video.
But he doesn't.
Laser Beam and Sketch went to a bar. Yeah.
He doesn't break character. He doesn't like.
He just says shit.
He just says it and posts it, and that's in it. And everyone's like, what? But then
like,
when you look
it
up,
a viable news source.
Isn't that crazy? And then I looked it up and I was like, everyone on Reddit was like, okay.
No!
What? Everyone already is like, okay, but I heard this guy say it, but where is, like, no one's talking about it.
Right, right.
That's what everyone says. Like, no one's talking about it. No one's
it's
talking
so
about
easy
it.
To spread misinformation.
Crazy.
It's
but so then people kind of, like, dilute themselves, and they're like, no, I think I've heard it before. Like, I think I know what he's talking yeah. about. And they're like
that's should be a wake-up call.
That's where it really starts. It's in the yeah. I thinks. In the I think.
Well, maybe he's just reading off his fan
fictions. Oh, you dumb bitch. Don't even start.
Maybe he's reading off his
what?
He has fanfics. He's writing all these, like, you know.
Well, they basically are.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're like fictitious stories. Were they ever credible ever at one point?
I don't know. I didn't really go that deep. I just
like I actually got so many of his videos, and I believed every single one up until like,
I did too. You know, I admit I did too. I forget what story broke the cycle, and I was like, wait a minute.
There is
the baby nobody one.
There is something I do want to talk about.
Yeah.
There's this one guy. I think you guys know his name. His name's World of T-Shirts. Joshua yep. Block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinks so a lot.
A lot. Like he's got
an iron. What is it?
Iron stomach.
Yeah, iron stomach.
He.
What's not in the stomach? What processes alcohol?
Liver.
Got an iron liver.
Well, I don't know, man. He's thrown up.
Liver.
He's thrown up quite a few times.
Knows.
I'm pretty sure it's.
Then he's got an iron will. Liver.
Yeah.
Because I remember in that damn show Shameless, the guy got a liver transplant because he drank too much.
Mm. There you go. So Yeah, I was going to say that I feel like it's really sad because Joshua Block is like a 21-year-old. I think he just turned 22 literally as we're recording this podcast.
No way. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And he
just turned what?
22.
Damn.
But he's an alcoholic. Damn. Like yeah. he's an actual alcoholic.
Yeah, he drinks like every day.
Every day. There's dedicated TikTok accounts to this guy tracking his blood alcohol content, and he's damn neared 5.0 blood alcohol content.
That's insane. 0.
And like he's surrounded by enablers and it's awful.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say. It's like I'm pretty sure it's 5.0 unless it's 0.5. Dude, which one sounds worse? 0.5 or 5?
5.0.
IBAC. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know what the
All right, let me see here. Okay, it was definitely not 5. Cuz 5 would kill you.
Oh.
0.45 would be like legally intoxicated. So it goes by weight, I guess. So let's say that he's like, I'm looking at him. He's probably like 160.
He's a pretty like
140, 160
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah.
So yeah, he has been near or at 1.4 something like BAC, and that's like way, way too intoxicated. Like the legal amount's 0.08.
0.08.
It's blood awful how people treat him.
But yeah, he so gets awful. Taken advantage of. That's the whole point I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to like bash on him in any way. Like that's not at all what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is I feel really bad for him. Because he's being surrounded by so many content creators, quote unquote. It's just old dudes that are just exploiting him and like making
it's
him
so weird.
It's
wasn't
so
there
weird.
Like a curated, and I say curated because I'm pretty sure there's a guy behind it that did it all.
Started with a guy named Michael Quinn.
Yeah.
Allegedly, a guy named Michael Quinn. Yeah. And then now there's a guy in New York. His name is Mr. Based, who's like a live streamer.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yes. Mr. Based?
Mr. Based.
Okay.
And it's just really sad. Like, anyone can go onto this and watch it. His audience, it's like they're all calling him Captain because he wears a captain's hat.
He's got the sailor hat.
Yeah. He's got the sailor hat. Yeah. And he's always, you know, they're always saying, like, rough season
ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's so strange. Him and Daniel Larson, like,
I was going to say that. That guy.
Fan base. Like, they just. Like they ruined their life, and it's like, how can people be okay with that?
Yeah, they're just
okay with doing that.
Exactly. Like these kids don't really know too much. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't know. Like they think that they know what
like,
they're doing.
Josh
but
is autistic, and like,
it's yes,
terrible. They're taking full
but
advantage of
him. He's like really smart too. Like that's the thing. Like I've watched enough of like the streams and things like that. Like not just clips, like actual streams. Like he's like pretty aware of just. In general, like he's got good humor, he's really smart, he's able to like actually like, you know, have conversations. It's great,
right?
But he is being enabled so hard and being used for money so bad. It's really really sad to watch. So if I end up ever going back to New York City or whatever, I will
save him.
I don't think save is the right term, but like I kind of just want to meet him and like be like, hey bro,
yeah,
you know, there is other ways to do this. Like take it from a content creator, because all these people that are content creators that are around him are people that are trying to exploit him for money. So now imagine meeting someone that doesn't want to
exploit.
I best
not
you.
See no Instagram live from South Willie.
Imagine.
Oh my god. Like yo.
Oh my god.
That'd be the worst thing to ever happen.
Yeah, that would be awful. I would never do that. But like, it really does make me sad, you know, because like, I worked with children with special needs for a long time. Not even just children. I worked with adults too. Like, they are very, very easy to be taken advantage of because it just is how it is, you know, whether they're neurotypical or not. So yeah, that was really sad, but I wanted to kind of air out the fact that like, I was watching that stream and these guys were just, they just love the attention that they're getting just because
it's so strange. Like, how can anyone be content and not feel like guilty?
Dude. And then they're like, no, dude, I'm helping him. I'm trying to be a good influence on him. And it's like he's trying to control the alcohol consumption that the guy has, you know? And it's like, bro, he should be going to rehabilitation centers. Yeah, like,
damn, dude.
Seriously.
The poor kid's grandparents don't like the guys or anything like that. Like, it's just so sad. Really sad story.
Is his family, because this is in New York, right?
Yeah, but he's from like Virginia. But he
what?
Yeah. Wah. He's from Virginia.
But is his family from Virginia or is his family in New York?
I'm pretty sure his family's in Virginia.
I thought they were from like Jersey or some.
No, I'm pretty sure his family, I'm pretty sure he said he's from Virginia. I don't know where his grandparents live. I don't know that too deep of a lore, but like, I will say that his grandparents are not very, very happy. Are you good?
Yeah, sorry, I just heard.
Yeah, you're good.
AC, what is that? Oh, it's a fucking lawnmower. Yeah. Shit. That sounded crazy in my ear.
I just know that his grandparents are not too happy with like what's going on. So they've even vocalized it. Like, they call him up and then, yeah. So what do you do, man? What do you do in a situation like that? You know, do you just like kind of, because a kid, he could die like straight up.
Yeah.
Yep.
He could die. Yeah. So
it's just like, ugh, evil. It's like evil. So evil.
It's so evil, bro. Like, all the people that are around this poor guy look so evil too. But then it's also like, does the kid even want help?
Old, dude. Like old dudes. Because he's young. Mm-hmm. And I know.
But then again, food for thought, devil's advocate.
Oh,
here we go. When he was alone without people around him, he was still running around New York alone, getting so drunk and like licking the subway floor and making a fool of himself. What?
Yeah, he did do that. He was on the subway and he like ran his tongue all the way across the floor.
It's so gross. He needs someone. He needs someone to help him. That's all he really needs. Yeah, like, to truly help him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You didn't know about that?
No.
You ever saw that video?
No.
It's a really hard watch.
I was gonna say, the only thing I've seen from him was that clash they had, or like, you know, again, curated clash that he had with Daniel Larson. Where they were like, I guess beefing, but they weren't really beefing. They were just kind of like, it was that fucking one dude. It was that
Michael
old guy.
Quinn. Michael Quinn.
Yeah. And he kind of like made them like,
he like had them meet up and there's like a clip of Daniel Larson so eating a fucking Starbucks croissant. And they're like, and Josh is sitting there like saying that he's not an alcoholic or something. And then even, and like, I remember watching this clip. It was literally yesterday. And people in the comments were like, I can't believe that Daniel Larson is the voice of reason right now in the conversation. Cause Daniel Larson was saying like, that it's like, yeah, maybe you should cut back on the alcohol, like stuff like that.
Wow.
You know?
Jeez.
It's just sad because they got like exploited so bad.
Yeah.
They got exploited so fucking bad.
For God, there's gonna be a special place in hell for those people.
Yeah.
There's gotta be. Well, every time I see a video of either of them, usually it's people kind of being like, man, that fucking sucks. That
well, there's that, and then there's the people that egg on.
I was gonna say, I think those people that egg on are usually the ones that are like actively on the lives, on the, you know, like, because the only videos that I get from Josh or anybody is like edits, like edit or videos kind of talking clips about, you know,
okay.
So like, it's not directly from him. It's just somebody talking about it or whatever the hell.
Well,
and it's just like,
here's the thing. So I was, and this is the last kind of topic we could talk about with this, but I watched a live when Josh was sitting there and they had TTS on for $20. Mr. Based had people were donating $20 to talk directly to Josh. So it's like, Mr. Based is probably just pocketing all that money, if anything. Yeah. Even Josh, there was a clip of Josh saying like, am I going to get a cut of your donations? And then Mr. Bass whispered something in his ear and then said like, that's gonna be our secret. And it's like,
what
the fuck?
That is,
yeah. But like, no, so these people are donating and they're either saying like, I'm loving the streams, you guys are awesome, Mr. Bass, you're the best, or they're telling Josh that he's like a loser and that he's gonna die soon, and like they're being totally mean to this guy, you know, out of
like
nowhere,
trying to get a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. It's just super toxic. Also, how does this house still have flies?
Oh, these guys? No, they're friendly now.
Oh, okay. They're dope?
Yeah, they're dope. They're cool.
Is there still more flies downstairs?
Not really, no. There was one trash bin that we actually took outside that was kind of bad.
Did they move out?
It was just a trash bin that, because we have like three now, or we did have three in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was kind of like off the side, like not in the main kitchen. It was just like
trash
the side.
Bags.
No, it was like a trash bin.
Oh, okay.
And we just never used it, you know. And then realized one day that it's like full of shit, and there's like a bunch of flies. We're like, oh. So then we took it outside, and then there was a significant amount of flies that were not in the house now.
Right
after the fact. So,
wow. So that was the big attractor.
That was the festival. Crazy.
The carnival has now left.
The carnival fucking flew out of the house, and they all flew with it, I guess. But
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't been to a carnival in such a long time.
I'm scared of carnivals.
They're kind
of
jank most of the time.
I have a really big
fear. Yeah, they are kind of ass, aren't they? But when I was a kid, like 16, I looked forward to them, dude.
What kind of carnivore? You're talking about like the big circus?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those are scary.
Not like the one wait.
Rides they put up overnight.
Yeah, those, yeah.
Which one?
Not a carnival like where there's like animals that are in like a circus.
Not a circus.
Yeah, like a carnival, like you go there because it comes to your town for like a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's like cotton candy and the most fatty foods you've ever seen in your
life. Yeah, funnel cakes and deep fried Oreos.
There fried Oreos.
Oreos.
That's crazy. Carnival culture, there needs to be a study on that, I think.
That's wild.
Dude.
What's scary, dude? I've seen so many like horror shit related towards carnivals. Like my mind just goes straight to like.
You watch too many scary stuff.
When I was really young, okay, and I had access to the internet when my mom, you know, bless her heart, but God, goodness me, I was accessing way too early. Okay, regardless, right? there was a lot of videos on YouTube that would pop up that would be like ride accident, and it'd be like a really, really bad quality video of like a ride. You know, it'd be like one that's spinning, maybe one that rocks back and forth, mm-hmm. or maybe just a roller coaster.
And someone flies off. Someone
flies off or dies, and then I'm like, oh my God. And then, you know, it doesn't help that, like, Final Destination wants to make a whole movie about people, you know.
Yeah. It's dying. Real. I did see that clip, I remember, some time ago. Remember, it was from one of those high-rise rides. Like, it goes all the way up, and then they drop you.
Yeah, that
remember?
Was another one.
There was a kid that recently, within the past, like, 5 years, he fell out of his seat and died. But I was saying that, you know, Wildwood? Have you heard of Wildwood, New Jersey? No. It's like all the way at the bottom of New Jersey. It's literally like exit 1, I think, or exit 2.
Is it on the border before it leaves the state?
No, there's just water there. The Hudson is like right there, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, is it the Hudson? No, the Delwater Gap is right there. I'm stupid. I think it's the Delwater Gap. It's pretty much what separates you from like Maryland, I think, or Delaware. Delwater Gap, let's call it that. But anyway, so you go all the way down to Wildwood. Dude, the biggest fucking... What do you call those things?
The spinning mobile.
What are they called?
Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels.
Oh.
Dude, this thing's huge. Before, I think this is a few years back, like 5-6 years ago, a girl reached, like she was all the way at the top. She looked over. She like, I think fainted or something and she fell off and died.
Oh, shit.
And ever since then, they had to put up like barriers and stuff like that on the actual thing. Yeah.
I remember my first roller coaster. I was pretty fucking, I was like, oh.
Dude.
Because it was like, it was one of those ones, where like the thing comes down, there's no belt.
It just hugs you.
Yeah,
like from the top.
It just hugs you. Yeah, and I mean it's pretty secured, but like still, like when you have no belt, you just feel like you're gonna like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dude.
Wait, how are you on rides?
I don't understand the bar ones. The ones where it's just a bar.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what the fuck?
There's one that I ride where it's a pirate ship and it's just the bar and you go all the way upside down and it's like, if you try, you'll fall out. Like, if you wiggle enough, you will fall out.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's crazy.
How are you? Because you get motion sick. So, how are you with rides?
I'm not. I love rides. I haven't rolled a roller coaster in a while. But
roller coasters are awesome.
I love. True. I used to hate rides until my teacher
forced
me to ride a roller coaster because he's like
class
he's
trip.
Like, come on, yeah, it was a class trip, and he was like, "Come on,
that's wholesome."
And I was like, because I was the only one in the class that didn't want to go, that didn't want to ride, and all my class went on this one roller coaster, and it was great. And I was like, "All right, you know,
dude, shout out."
My first loop roller coaster, I like cried all the way up the hill, and then as soon as we went down the hill, I started laughing and having the best time of my life.
And then did you want to do it again?
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was really like scream crying on the way up.
I love the ones where they go back.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
And they
my recording ended.
Just now?
Because there's not enough disk space. Yeah.
Oh, it ended. Okay, that's fine. You got it?
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. What are we saying? Roller coaster's death. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. 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 The ones that goes backwards. Mm-hmm. Backwards. Yeah. And it goes backwards and then it shoots you forward and you go through the whole loops and then you do the whole thing backwards all again. Six mm-hmm. Flags.
Yep.
San Antonio.
Dude, I love Six Flags. Dude, El Toro at Six Flags is one of the only rides to ever undo my watch. I was wearing a watch. God, I swear.
Oh my God. There's like, there's like a hand. Takes it.
Yeah, so that was like a crazy ride. El Toro, the bull, right?
El Toro.
The bull?
Yeah. The bull, yeah.
Yeah, bull. That thing is crazy. It's a wooden ride, too.
I really... Okay, I want to, like... I'm so curious about it, but I feel like I would actually be scared, low-key. You know the one where it literally just shoots you straight? What happened?
I need to pee.
Go pee, man.
Yeah, you can go pee.
You hit the ride that goes...
Yeah, it's the one that goes straight. It turns a little bit. And then it falls drops down? Straight down. Yeah, it's a really simple.
Just King like, Dakar.
Yes.
That's King Dakar.
The dragster.
It goes up and then back down, spirals down, and then goes over like a hump or something like that, and then you're done.
I guess so. Isn't it like the fastest
it
ride?
It was, I think, the fastest for a long time. It's like it shoots you at like 120 miles an hour. Fuck. You go up like 50 what? Stories or that's something ridiculous. Like that.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I went on that ride. Last time I was at Six Flags, I went on that ride. It was
trying
a good
to get
time.
Your head cut off.
Bro, I love that ride so much. You have no idea.
Okay. Well, folks, it is surprisingly, that's kind of crazy.
That was a like, fast podcast.
That felt like the world's fastest podcast in my head.
That was good.
That was the podcast. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still, even right now, believe it or not, sponsored by GamerSub. So make sure to use code group for 10% off your GamerSub soda. Whatever you buy, you can get 10% off. Ah, so much money. So, thank you for watching and thank you for listening to the Group Chat Podcast. We'll see you next time, folks.
Bye.
Stay safe out there.